Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're tuned with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer, follow the Word of God, spend a time with us in worship and praise as we lift up the name of Jesus and glorify His name. Sing now, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you that song from Ephesians 6:10, where Paul says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The Word of God to begin today's broadcast comes to us from Matthew 17:20. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. If you will, have your contact information in just a little while. Be ready to take it down. All right, here's a great one entitled, When I Feel the Savior's Hand. Page 130 in our hymnal. Sing along with us. Hallelujah.
When the day is fair and bright, or when the clouds be dim the light, and it seems to me the sun, it just won't shine. Love reveals its path to me, although I poorly see. When I feel the Savior's hand holding mine, when I feel the Savior's hand holding mine, my heart and soul is filled with joy that's so divine. My doubts and fears all fade away. My darkest night turns into day when I feel the Savior's hand holding mine.
Hallelujah.
As I come across the veil, all the earthly friends have failed, and it seems my only hope is love divine. As I leave the walk of men, oh, be the Savior till the end, and let me feel His mighty hand holding mine. When I feel the Savior's hand holding mine, my heart and soul is filled with joy that's so divine. My doubts and fears all fade away. My darkest night turns into day when I feel the Savior's hand holding mine.
Hallelujah. Well, let's go to the Word of God, our precious promise today. Before we pray, He tells us in Isaiah 26:4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strong. No wonder we can sing, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, because the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Hallelujah. The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You'll be astounded yourself at what God will do through you and for you if you put your trust in the Lord. Let's pray today. Let's call upon him. Just bring your burdens and your requests to the altar, and we'll just collectively bring all these requests to the Lord. Let's agree in one mind and one accord that God's going to meet every need. Father in heaven, we thank you today for the word of God that we read each time. We're glad, Lord, that we could trust in the Lord forever, like Isaiah told us. He told us, Lord, that in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And Lord, the song says, I am weak, but thou art strong. That songwriter agreed with Isaiah. And I thank you, Lord, today that in my weakness, your strength is made perfect. And I'm glad, Lord, when I'm struggling, you're there to carry me through and to bring me out of that struggle with perfect peace. I pray for every request today, most of all, Lord, for the unsaved. Lord, while time is winding up and things, Lord, in our world are pointing toward the end and the soon return of Jesus, Lord, many need to be saved. And I pray you'll speak to their hearts and help Christians to search their hearts also. I pray that there'll be none in this audience be lost. And touch those that are sick today, and families have problems and difficulties, and people are having financial problems and job situations, and Lord, just all kinds of things happening. But we're glad, Lord, that we can trust in you, and in you we can find strength. Help us, Lord, to commit our all to you, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us now. Let's praise him. Hallelujah. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Oh, let's sing it one more time. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. And I will give you some contact information at the end, so if you will, be ready to take it down. Well, we hear from Steve once in a while here in Southern Illinois. Steve's been very sick and been in the hospital and had surgery, but he's back home now, and we're thankful for that. Steve likes this, so we're going to dedicate it to him. What a Savior and what a Master. Oh, what a Savior, what a Master. Oh, what a friend is he. He left his glory and went to Calvary just to set me free. To describe him would take forever, so I'll simply say, oh, what a Savior, what Master, do you know him today? There's a man who can walk on waters, calm the raging sea. He can bind up the brokenhearted and set the captive free. He can heal you, he can fill you with love like you'd never known. Oh, what a savior, what a master, he has made me his own. Oh, what a savior, what a master, what a friend is he. He can bind me, can went to Calvary just to set me free. To describe him would take forever, so I'll simply say, what a savior, what a master, oh, you know him today. Hallelujah. What a savior, what a master, do you know him today? Just imagine we're in heaven and all our sorrows are gone. They'll be singing, they'll be shouting, oh, how they'll love to carry on. When we see our blessed Savior, I believe I'll have to say, oh, what a Savior, what a Master, you took my sins away. Oh, what a Savior, what a Master, oh, what a friend is he. He left his glory and went to Calvary just to set me free. To describe him would take forever, so I'll simply say, oh, what a savior, what a master, do you know him today? Well, if you don't know who Jesus is, why don't you give me a call, 618-214-1410. I'll talk to you, read you some scriptures, and we can pray together, and you can have a few moments, and your life can change. You can repent of your sins and become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things can pass away, and behold, all things become new. The mailing address, if you'd like to send a card, a letter, a check, or song or prayer request, whatever you'd like to do, the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864, and the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You can hear the broadcast anytime if you just click listen online. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Join us for the next broadcast. Oh, what a savior, what a master, oh, what